So Jesus said, follow me, and I will make you fishers of people. Follow me, and I will make you fishers of people. And Jesus was talking to his disciple, Simon Peter. Simon Peter was a fisherman. Jesus called him, come and follow me. And he gave up his job. He gave up everything he had. And instead of fishing for fish at the Lake of Galilee, he was fishing in a bigger lake. Not for fish, but people. Peter, Simon Peter, was a skillful fisherman. He'd been fishing all night. And he'd caught absolutely nothing. And he was shattered. He was exhausted. And then Jesus appears on the banks and says, hey, throw your nets over on the other side. See if you catch any fish over there. And Peter's going, I'm a fisherman. I know what to do. I know how to catch fish. We haven't caught anything all night. But because you say, throw the net on the other side, that's exactly what I'll do. And he did. He chucked it on the other side and caught a massive haul. You see, Simon Peter thought he knew better than Jesus, but he didn't. And when he got that massive catch, Peter fell on his knees and said, get away from me, for I am a sinful person. I'm a sinful man. Peter recognized that his job was fishing and he had the skills to catch fish and do it well. And then Jesus shows up and he feels unfit to even be in the same boat. And it's now that Jesus said to him, follow me and I'll make you fishers of men, fishers of people. It's strange that he didn't say, don't be afraid or your sins are forgiven. What he said was, in effect, don't worry, I know what you're like, I'm going to make something of you. You'll follow me, and you'll catch people. So Peter's skills, his fishing skills, were going to be used in a different way. And of course we live, and we need to work. We need, in a sense, to catch fish, don't we? Because we need food. But what Jesus is saying is life is more than just work, than just money, than just food. And when we're working in our secular jobs, whether that's at school or secular employment, are we doing those jobs with an eye on Jesus? When we follow him at work, we work better. We heard about Peter. Trying to, our Peter that is, not Simon Peter. We heard about Peter, didn't we? And his job and trying to do things the best he can. Why? Because he's following Jesus. Trying to treat people fairly. Doing work to the best of our ability at school. And also, we will be fishers of people as well. Peter left his secular job to do that, to do this spiritual job. But there's an overlap for us who are in work, at school. How are we working? How are we doing those jobs? Oh, are we fishing for people as well? Do we have opportunities to tell others about the love of Jesus? How he died on the cross? And in that sense, we are fishers of people too. So are you ready? Are you ready when somebody says, what did you do at the weekend? Well, we went out in the sun and, we went to church. Oh, what was that like? What was that like? No, we need to be ready. Perhaps have a little card just to hand to people at the right time. Or when somebody says, what does this band mean, Andy? Get a chance to tell them. Be fishers of people too, in the way we live and what we say.